They'll give you a good pull, Lou. You think you got something. Get him up there and he's a shark. But I caught a redfish about like that.
Is that the same as a snapper?
Red snapper.
What might you hear making a noise around the pond at night?
Around the pond? It could probably be a coon.
Or just a small little thing that...
Oh, that's a frog.
What do you call those big kinds with the deep?
Bullfrog.
Okay. And those little ones that supposed to come out after a storm?
Oh. Those are rain frogs, aren't they? They holler all the time for rain.
And what about the one that hops around on the land?
That's a toad frog.
And what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Dig up to go fishing? Wigglers.
Anything else?
Earthworms.
What about a small fish that you might use?
Right. Oh, that's shiner.
Okay. And a hard-shelled animal that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
That's armadillo.
Okay. Or what about something that that you might have around here?
You got plenty of armadillos around here.
Do you?
20 years ago, there wasn't one in this country.
Where'd they come from?
They come from Mexico, I reckon, through Texas and on down into Florida. But 20 years ago, you didn't see an armadillo in this country. And I've killed 4 or 5 out of this yard. And I've run over 2 or 3 on the highway, and everybody else is complaining with them. They come in the yard at night and root up the grass, just like a bunch of hogs. They've plenty of armadillos here. And when I was a boy, there wasn't a one. And about 12 or 13 years ago, I seen my first one. And me and my neighbor run over one night, and he hadn't never seen one. And he seen his first armadillo, and since then he says, I've seen plenty of them.
Yeah.
He says there are plenty of them. And some of them, when you kill them, they tell me they're the best meat there are if you'll barbecue them. I never have eaten them. But they tell me that barbecue is really good. Just take that hull off and get his legs out and his front legs and clean them and lay them on the barbecue. They say they're delicious, but I don't want them. But you kill one, I believe he'll weigh 18 or 20 pounds. Pick him up by the tail. That heavy armor shell he's got on him weighs just like steel.
What about something that they would have had when you were a boy? Just a hard-shelled animal that...
Oh, that's a soft-shelled turtle.
Any other names for him?
Well, I always called him the soft-shelled turtle. Now, they used to have plenty of them when I was a boy. But now you seldom ever see one. I seen one about 2 months ago. And somebody called him, and I believe Daddy called him up there in his yard.
So they're on land?
Yeah, he was on land. It was back when it was so wet. And he put him in a cage and told me Mama was going to cook him. Well, then he forgot he was there, and I found him in about a week. He's dead. He just died. So he threw him out. He said when he was a boy that they really liked those soft-shell turtles.
They would be on land instead of in water?
No, they was traveling from one place to the other. And see, he lives down here in this next house. And that slough back there runs